welcome to everyone. It's Thursday night. We've got about four or five people hanging out on Facebook. You know, it says four or five.
A lot more than says join, so,
God bless. God bless. We got Judy Rambo watching. Oh, man. Now, I'm going to have to put my best face on for her. She was part of the awesome trio, the ladies trio that sang here. Joyful sound. So it's good. Good stuff. All right. So you should be seeing on the screen. Tom's are going clicking away. God bless you. Thank you, Tom, for doing that for us. Let's have some fun. Let's sing some worship, get some message, and pray. Do some prayer.
First time hearing it.
That's right. First time hearing it.
It's a pretty good Elton John song.
That's right. It's a whopping three chords on that one, isn't it? We can handle it. We can handle that kind of stuff. So let's see here. Got about four. So I see some people saying hello. Hello, Misty. Hello, Anita. Hello, Janice. Hello. Amy's in Montana. Janice is in D.C., I presume Washington, D.C. What other D.C. is there, right? How awesome is that? Glad you guys are with us.
I'm standing in my Savior's shadow. He is watching. I feel I hear the thunder as he cries for me and shines on me. Oh, try to break me. My sweet Jesus won't forsake me. When I'm in my Savior's shadow, where I'm supposed to be, I'm standing in my Savior's shadow with his footsteps there every every mountain, the ocean is my every breath. Though the world try to break me, my sweet Jesus won't forsake me. When I'm in my Savior's shadow, where I'm supposed to be. When I'm in my shadow, who I'm supposed to be.
Nice. Like that Savior's shadow. Isn't that good? Do me a favor, Tom, click on through, and we're going to go into our special here. Let the Jesus. Okay, so I love how God does all this kind of stuff, because when we're looking for specials, see what's going on. And by the grace of God, once again, I'm clicking through YouTube, searching for something. What's going to be a good one to go for this Sunday? So I stumble across something on Creedence Clearwater Revival Midnight Special. All right. So I'm looking at this thing. I'm thinking, wow, but I love their lyrics. So I thought, well, let's just do the original chord-wise and put some Christian lyrics to it. So half of these are their lyrics. The other, actually, two-thirds of their lyrics. A third are my lyrics. All Christian lyrics talking about the love of Jesus. But the Midnight Special itself is actually an interesting researchy songs before I do this. I don't want to be putting up a song that was based off of something that wasn't pure, all right? And what's fascinating with this song, this is actually about a lady who is, and I'm not sure if it was a sister or a wife, who is pleading for her brother, a black man, her brother's release from the governor, all right? It's a train that would go by. So that was a symbol of freedom to them. So check this out. We call this one Let the Love of Jesus.
Did you kneel down and pray? Saying thank you, Lord Jesus, for waking me today. When you left your room this morning, did you ever think to say, yeah, I thank you, Lord Jesus, for loving me today. Let the love of Jesus shine his light on me. So let the love of Jesus shine his light on me. Love of Jesus shine his light on me. Let the love of Jesus shine his everlasting light on with me. When you go to bed this morning, you know, save me here.
Thank you, God, for Jesus showing us the way. I pray your presence, the Holy Spirit and your Son. Saying thank you, Jesus, holy us. Let the love of Jesus shine his light on me. So let the love of Jesus shine his light on me. So let the love of Let the love of Jesus shine his everlasting light on me. If you've ever been tempted, you best seek the light. You better not gamble. Oh, the darkness will grab you up and it'll bring you. Next thing you know, boy, oh, you're prison bound. Oh, let the love of Jesus shine his light on me. So let the love of Jesus shine his light on me. Let the love of Jesus shine His everlasting light on me. Oh, let the love of Jesus shine His light on me. So let the love of Jesus His light on me. Oh, let the love of Jesus shine His light on me. Let the love of Jesus shine His everlasting light on me.
How much fun is that, huh? The fun song.
This one's even more fun.
Yeah. Go to the next slide. Okay, hold it right there. Go back a slide. Let's get you back backwards here. One more. Okay. Now, so when I prepare music for Sundays, a lot of times I prepare music for Sundays and don't necessarily look at what's coming. So I missed it. This is Memorial Day. Okay. So I didn't really have any patriotic songs in the opening hymn, closing hymn, anything else per se. I beg to differ, all the songs we're playing are American, but regardless, patriotic songs, right? So I decided that during offering we're going to go and play this. Grand Old Flag is a song you know. But again, I've got to be on these songs, right? So I thought, wow, to this thing. And as it turns out, there's two verses to this, all right? And this was originally composed, go to the next slide. This was originally composed as a musical play called George Washington Jr., and the name of the song initially was called You're a Grand Old Rag. Not flag, rag. Why? The reason this came from is this inspiration actually came from Cohen, George M. Cohen, and he was speaking to a Civil War veteran. He saw a Civil War veteran sitting there holding a tattered flag. And the Civil War veteran says, yeah, she's a grand old rag, all right? And so that's what stuck with it. But what happened then, of course, politics got more popular. People said, oh, that's an insult. So they changed it to grand old flag. So what I'm going to attempt to do for you here is sing you the first verse, like six style singing, all right? So think old singing, and I got to think old singing as I do this. You're not going to know it, but it goes into what you're used to. So sing along with us. Stand up if you're thinking about it with all that. And let's see if I can get this part right.
Oops, I got to put a capo 5.
Capo 5.
Capo 5. I'm going to get this in the right key, otherwise I'll be totally where I am now.
All right, Karen, if you'd be so kind. Yeah. I like this.
There's a feeling come a-stealing, and it sets my brain a-reeling when music of a military band. Any tune that Yankee Doodle simply sets me off my noodle. It's that patriotic something that no one can understand. And the cotton melody untiring, ain't that inspiring? Hurrah, hurrah, we'll join the Jubilee, and that's going for the Yankees by gum. Red, white, and blue, I am for you. Honest, you're a grand old flag.
Your old flag, you're a high-flying flag. You're forever in peace, may you wave. You're the emblem of the land I love. Home of the free and the brave. Every heart beats true. The red, white, and blue, where there's never a boast or brag. But should all acquaintance be forgot, keep your eye on the grand old flag. You're a grand old flag, you're a flying flag, and forever in peace may you wave. You're the emblem of my love, the home of the free and the brave. Every heart beats true, neath the red, white, and blue, there's never a boast or brag. But should all acquaintance be forgot, keep your eye on the grand old flag.
Good job, Greg.
Ooh, I tell you what, that first verse is a wild one, isn't it? Can you hit the 19-0 there?
We just heard it. We're all looking at each other like, oh, wow.
An acapella verse on the last verse on that. Let's do that one. We'll let Karen do an intro for us.
Take time to be holy, speak oft with thy Lord, abide in him always, and feed on his word. Make friends with God's children, those who are weak, forgetting in nothing is to see. Take time to be holy, let him be thy guide, and run not be to be holy, be calm in thy soul. Each thought and motive beneath his control, loved by his spirit to fount of love, thou soon shall be fitted for service of.
What a pretty song. Pretty song. We like that one. All right, you guys got one more on here. Keep clicking away. There it is. There it is. As soon as Brandon gets himself ready with it. So, you know, we like to put Christian lyrics, songs we grew up with and had fun with.
And you
so
are singing.
So this one is, I am singing.
Okay. You are singing.
Because it's got all the weird lyrics, I know. So I took the lyrics on this, didn't I? No, I didn't. I actually got this from RPM, Righteous Pop Music. This is Taking Care of Business, entitled Taking Care of Others. You ready?
I can.
Let's have some fun.
Taking
She was rocking the house back there, wasn't she? God bless her.
That's fun. Give me a minute to switch mics here.
I'm staring at the boost pedal like I know I need to hit this. And my right foot goes out and I hit my page turn.
I do that all the time. At least I'm not the only one now.
I need to put them on the same side. I can just...
Oh, that's fun. Let's see here.
All right, can you hear me now? I think we can. Screw this. Thanks, Karen.
I'll take care of the rest of it.
Oh, yeah, good move. Good clicking there, Tom. Thank you very much. Oh, wow. Here we are again, Thursday night. Only Todd, right? Oh, only Todd. God bless him. Ah, that's right. We're taking care of business, right? I'm taking care of others.
Just
you're liking that one. You gotta love it. Okay. So, interesting day today. You know, I do a lot of ministry on Facebook, and was messaging this morning, and God kind of laid on my heart just to give him a call. And it wasn't so much to call him to pray for him as it must, she just said, talk to him. It's like, oh, well, sure enough, when I got connected with him, that's exactly what the mission was, to talk. Just to let him kind of tell me the things that's been going on with him. But the things that caught my attention, and if he's watching live, don't worry, I'm not going to say your name. Things that caught my attention was, this is a person who was raised in a church. Actually had received divine healing from Jesus. He had heart problems and other different things, and God just took care of it. It was awesome. But now he's at a stage in his life, and he's about my age. He's at a stage in his life where he's just in a lot of physical pain, just a lot of torment. All right, and it's not just guys. It affects everybody. All right, and there's just different ways that the enemies get in. So God was kind of laying on my heart, you know, the puzzling side. Why, right? That's the common human question, right? Why? And I really love to say, oh, cool. but there's a little, it's not a simple why. It's not a grace of God. When I had hands laid for healing and set free from all that anxiety garbage back in July of 2008, by the grace of God, he set me on a path and on a mission to, I don't get me wrong. I still had those times where the enemy ramped it up, you know, and you're being tested. And those are trials by fire. Those are where you really figure out. That's where the enemy's testing you. Where's your real faith? Where's your real trust? Who's your trust in? You know, do you believe what the world tells you, or do you believe what God tells you? And so as I speak with some who've experienced this, but now they know it here because they've experienced it, actually experienced healing. But yet here they are, you know, in a mode, a phase of their life where the enemy has just been stacking up the deck, right? But I can tell you that the people that really have on them like that, those are the ones that God's calling to do the greatest things because the enemy's scared. The enemy tormentor is scared. What are these, you know, what's going to happen if I don't keep this person oppressed? So we end up minding ourselves playing on, you know, well, I shouldn't get myself in this situation because I know I'm going to feel like this. Or I shouldn't eat a certain type of food because I know that this is going to happen from experience, right? So what we end up doing is we end up letting our worldly experiences trump the Word of God. And that's a sin. Really, it is. It's His truth right here. He gave us His truth. And, you know, and God was leading me to go into Romans 8, but this is opening up here in Matthew. It's actually in here where God is wanting to share this with me. Matthew 28, it talks about the resurrection. So let's just read a little bit of this and see where God's going to unravel this for us. So, 8, after the Sabbath, at the dawn of the first day of the week, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary went to look at the tomb. There was a violent earthquake, for an angel of the Lord came down from heaven and going to the tomb, packed the stone and sat on it. Now, here's what's interesting. Hit the pause button there. When you read this through Gospels, because you remember, they stationed the guards there to make sure that Jesus' disciples weren't going to come in and steal the body, you know, to in their mind, myth, all right, which we know actually is the reality. So the angel said to the women, do not be afraid, for I know that you are looking for Jesus. He is not here. He is risen, just as he said. Come and see the place, and then go quickly and tell his disciples. And he is going to Galilee. You will see him, then you will see him. Now I have told you. So the women hurried away from the tomb, yet filled with joy. Obviously, can you imagine seeing that? This angel of light and just the power. So they went to ran. Suddenly, Jesus met them. So now Jesus meets the other Gospels. That's not exactly how it's portrayed and laid out. But again, this is in Matthew 28. So suddenly Jesus met them. Greetings, he said. And they came to him, kissed his feet. So they bowed down, obviously, and they grabbed his feet and worshipped him. And then Jesus said to them, go and tell my brothers to go to Galilee, where they will see me. First piece of Matthew 28. Now, Spirit's leading me to actually double back here a little bit. This is when the angel said to the women, do not be afraid, for I know that you are looking for Jesus, who was crucified. Now, why was Jesus crucified? For our sins, right? Okay, remember Isaiah talks about the physical beating of Jesus, right? It says, and by his stripes you are healed, okay? So the physical beating declared 400 years before Jesus walked this earth, when Jesus was whipped. Now, if Jesus had stopped right there, enough, I'm not going to die, prophecy was fulfilled because Jesus was whipped. So the healing is already ours through Jesus. By the physical beating of Jesus, divine healing is there because of that. The shedding of blood is for the remission. Testament God declared that. They had to sacrifice an animal, you know, for the forgiveness of sins. Participate in communion. When we take the bread, the body, that is for your physical healing and emotional peace too, all right? But it's for your, specifically, by your stripes you are healed. And healed is actually, it's sozo is the word they use, all right? Encompassing. It's body, mind, spirit. It's just your entire everything is healed and it's peaceful. A lot of you, right? Well, shalom is more than just, hi, how you doing? You know, shalom is speaking a great blessing of an all-encompassing peace and just joy into your entire being. It's more than just this. Our English language is so messed up. You know, it's just a mess. And therefore, the translations, it all didn't come through. But Jesus was crucified. Jesus already paid the price. Jesus already took the beating for our healing. So for those who have received healing, even if you've just been seeking it and like, why have I not received? There's a lot of variables that can come into our life. Which is it's that human element. It's the situations the enemy's put in, which cloud it. And it takes away from the gospel. Jesus Christ was crucified. He died for you. And then he rose again to show his power over darkness. Because you remember other aspects of the gospels that it actually talks about. Jesus went, they say that Nicene Creed, right? And it said he went among the dead, all right? Now, when Jesus went down to hell, what do you think happened? Yeah. Now, when Jesus went down to hell, do you think he said, you think he went to the devil? Okay, hand him over. He went to, and the devil said, what's that? No, there was a thing, right? They were defeated. Jesus said, give me this, give me that. So now the keys of the kingdom are back, and they're ours. And they're ours because we're made righteous in Christ. And spirits lead me to go just a little farther with you on Matthew 28. Okay, so now this is Matthew 28, verse 11, and this is the guard's report. So while the women were on their way, they went into the city and reported to the chief priests everything that had happened. Remember, the chief priests were the ones that put the guards because they didn't want anything to happen, right? And so when they had happened, and then the chief priests met with the elders and devised a plan. They gave the soldiers a large sum of money, or to say that his disciples came during the and stole him away while you were asleep. If the report gets to the governor, we will satisfy him and keep you out of trouble. So they bribed the guards, right? Okay. So the soldiers and did as they were instructed. And this story has been widely circulated among the Jews to this very day. All right. So this, there's the enemy, right? There's the enemy trying to come up and play cover up with this. It's like, oh no, it didn't happen. Oh no, it didn't happen. And let me finish this out for you. It's called the Great Commission. Then the 11 disciples, remember Judas Iscariot had committed suicide because he was so distraught. Then the 11 disciples went to Galilee, to the mountain where Jesus had told them. And when they saw him, they worshipped him, but some doubted. Can we imagine this now? All right, they've been hanging out with Jesus all through his life. Jesus is back. I mean, you'd like to think they'd recognize Jesus, right? But yet some of them doubted. And Jesus came and said to them, and this is baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I commanded you. Not suggested to you. I have commanded you. All right? And surely I am with you always to the very end of the age. So Jesus, God sees that Adam needs a helpmate. He needs somebody to hang out with. So he takes a rib from Adam and he makes Eve. All right? And you shall be. They're living in paradise. God walks through the garden, hangs out and talks with them. I mean, think about this, right? It's wow. But yet, they really didn't know really how awesome it was because that was all they knew, right? And then a lot of us, especially those of us who were born and raised here in the United States of America, we don't know the pain and the suffering in that our countries. We just don't. I sat through an insurance meeting at work today for all this insurance. At our company, we're spending over $1 million a year for insurance. About that, Scott, for your business, right? Think about that. Million. It's like last year, I think it was like $1.3 million. Okay, and we've got adjusted anyway. That's it. Could be worse. All right. This whole insurance thing. Why? I have such a burning desire for divine healing. Let's let Jesus heal you instead of and insurance companies and lawyers and go down the list. Ah, it just aggravates me. So needless to say, I don't sit in many of these meetings. I let my team do that. So you guys take care of it. Let me know where I sign. but it breaks my heart on that. And if you really look on the details and how the markups are and everything, oh, it's just, I could go on and on, but I'm not going to get where we're here talking about the word and Jesus and setting us free. So we got a garden now. And that's just the way they knew it. They didn't know how good they had it. And the devil goes and tempts them. Says, remember that tree that God told you not to? That one rule that God gave you? It's just because he didn't want you to be like you. Go check that out. So she checks it out, right? Now, a lot of people will be quick to say, oh, yeah, we're all in this whole mess. Cause no, Adam was standing there too. She handed it to him. He could easily say, no, God, take her away. Give me another one. But he didn't. He went right along with it. So at that point, says, oh, God says, I can't believe it. Great. Now I got to go ahead and make a new rule. So he kicks him out of the garden, all right? He kicks them out of the garden, and the whole thing now gets in Genesis 1:28. All right, when God created the earth, God gave dominion of the earth. All right, so we, as flesh and blood walking this earth, we have dominion on it. God owns it. All right, we're the caretakers, but we have authority over the earth, and that includes demons, the darkness, the sickness, and all that stuff that comes against us. So, for those we've prayed for, they had like the rheumatoid arthritis type of things. You know, many times we're praying for them, we say, look. You have the authority of Christ. You got to speak this thing and tell it. You know, we've a number of us have grown up watching a lot of the movies like your Star Wars and your good versus evil types of stuff. Okay, there's good versus evil, right? And movies that we like, good wins at the end. There's some movies that kind of end either neutral or sometimes even evil wins. Now, typically the evil sequel's coming, all right, because none of us wants to walk away and think, how could darkness win? How could the So God makes, you know, so God makes all the rules, and he said, hey, look, all right, now here's the guidelines, here's the rules. Remember, and of course the Ten Commandments, and they say, well, and people say, oh my gosh, you know, how can I keep these simple Ten Commandments? I'm human, I'm faulty, how can I do this? And God said, well, there's forgiveness for this, and that's what the animal sacrifices were. And Jesus was born of this earth of the Holy Spirit and a woman. So Jesus was born of the Spirit. See, our quest through life, right? We need to be born again in the Holy Spirit because we're born in the sin, the Adam and Eve sin of sin. So born of the Spirit at birth. Think about that. So he that's what he did. Now he had temptations. He was, you know, he had his human side, he had his temptations, but he chose to stay with the Spirit. But Jesus' mission, that pure, blameless, sinless lamb to be slaughtered for our sin. So when Jesus died on the cross, when Jesus said it is finished, that said that the veil of the curtain, the big curtain that covers the Holy of Holies in the temple, ripped. That's very significant because the in the Holy of Holies, right? But grace is there so that when we do sin, I want to do better. Isn't God good? So remember that when you take your communion, when you take that bread, that's for your healing, your physical healing. And when you take, that's for the forgiveness of sins. And I would love to do that tonight, but you know, restrictions I've got in this place. but that's what the communion's all about, okay? About. But your healing, it belongs to you. And the enemy tries to take it away from us every day. And it stinks. And it stinks, absolutely stinks. Some prayer requests. And actually, for those watching on Facebook, if you'd go ahead and reply with some, and I'll look at them here if we go through. And, I'm looking right at Tom. Let's just start with Tom. Tom had a rough week last week, but what kind of news do you have for Tom? Stability. Stability. That's your request, or is that what you're experiencing? Stability. Agreed. We're praying for stability for you, brother. Absolutely. Absolutely. I'll call them patients, the people you're guarding games hit. You doing okay there? We got to lift any of them in prayer. The one that was having the family. Yeah. LG. Yikes. Okay. Yikes. All right. Well, we're lifting up that family. That family for and dog. Family for trust. For trust and care. How's that? We'll do it. We'll do it like that. Wow. Well, we're getting closer. June 22nd, retirement day. 21-day countdown. Wow. days till retirement. Okay. That's awesome. Settling down at work. Okay.
We're learning that the
learning is good.
Yes.
That's right.
The anxiousness of the managers. So
there's a lot of stress. Well, then we just pray for stress relief in that environment. Faith. Nice. So a person essentially said something or did something to just say the shin, or that's awesome. That's really awesome. That's a good joy. It's good to be appreciated and recognized. That's what we're called to be. Little Christ, right? That's what a Christian is. Be. Oh, wow. Yeah, it really touched his heart. And you absolutely. Have he worked with you?
I've worked with him since I started. I sat real near him.
Ah, I see.
Now he's on the other side of the wall.
Okay.
You.
Yeah.
So,
nice. That's fantastic. Let your light shine. That's beautiful. That is beautiful. Amen. Let your light so shine. That's what it's called. That's what it's all about. Wait, okay, stability, waiting in faith and trust. These are good things. Linda is back. How was your travels, Linda? You had a test every day? Is that what you said? Okay. So you get to travel. You get to do it again.
Yes.
And I forgot that was where was it? Say Alabama. Phoenix. Right, so you returned from Phoenix. And I bet you let your light too, wasn't it? Yeah.
And I can't.
We can vouch for that.
I cannot.
Always herself.
Bad about people I'm with.
That's good. It's good not to speak badly of people. That's good.
He helped me, but I wanted to say goodbye.
That's the power of love in the song too, wasn't it? In Jesus.
Yes.
What a friend we have in Jesus. Yes. We need to do that. We haven't done that.
It's my friend.
Good. It's good to have friends. That's awesome. That's awesome. That's good. And Sophia, right?
There.
Sonia, sorry. Sonia. That's so nice.
She's still in the hospital. And she's...
the husband part still in limbo? So we're going to lift him up, right? All right, good. How's the back row? Winning? Any telemarketers? So how are you handling telemarketers now after we talked about it last week? And anybody really wanted to get a hold of you, they'd leave a voicemail probably. So. Okay. So just put your phone on silent or and go on, huh? Is that your personal story or someone sitting next to you? Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay, well, all right. And then so you find on the drive? Did it land on the... and you heard it? You heard the phone sliding off your roof? Yeah, right. Yeah. So people cut up to you, let you know your phone was on the roof. What? Bring that here. That's a Samsung, right? That's a Samsung, isn't it? Right. Okay. So I went, for those who are watching on Facebook, right, they got to get this story. All right, this, you gotta be kidding me. I don't even see a scratch on it. This thing was on the roof of your car. This thing was sitting on the roof of your car. Like this. Oh, okay, so it wouldn't slide that bad, right? Right, so around 50 miles an hour. And I don't see a scratch on it, other than your one thing you pointed out, but. Show me an Apple that does that.
Here, man.
Yeah. Yeah. That's a, okay. Right. That's funny. Yeah. Oh, it was laying in the right hand lane? And no, wait a second. And nobody.
I've seen somebody's
phone. Oh, Brandon actually saw it. Wait a second. Not only are we talking about man made ingenuity, you know, the toughest is not running up. Not. Yeah. Yes. That's good stuff. Oh, awesome. Well, we're counting that as a joy. Brandon, you're officially done now? Or been done? Oh, okay. Well, good. College done for the until fall, I guess. Nice. Well, that's good stuff. Let me jump over here onto Facebook. and got going on there. Let's see here. No, oh, yeah, she's got the sound. She's got the stuff going on here. Let's see. Oh, we got a few people on here with some stuff. We've got our friend lifting up Keith and Willie. Let's see, who else have I got here? Oh, I think another one just came in. Oh, for Misty. Misty's, can you play Prisons I Need to Make on exactly what I want to major in when I transferred? Brandon, sound familiar? Got a young lady that's... that's right. Oh, you already once? All right, well, yeah, absolutely, Misty. We're lifting that up for you. Absolutely. I've always wanted to teach kindergarten, but nowadays I feel God has other plans for me. Well, Lord, we're going to get in our circle here and plans for your major, plans for your future, because that's Jeremiah 29, right? Is it 11? I know the plans I have for you, says the Lord, to plans to prosper. Okay, for a major. I'm seeing, is anybody else in here? Got, hello, Karen. Hello, Rob. God bless Judy. She was liking the song and singing with us, but I have to go backwards and play it to see. But come on up here, guys. Let's get ourselves in a circle. Let's lift all this goodness to God, because God is able. I don't know which song she loved, but I can hear for us. Oh, absolutely. We're getting in our soul. Will the circle, be unbroken by and by, better home awaiting in the sky, Lord God. That's right. Come on. Come on. Let's bring him over in here. What we do is we do this. See, we do this. We do this. See, see the camera's part of the circle. That's right. I'm glad you're here, Mom. It's good to see you. Oh, so here we are Thursday night again. Bless God, and we've got everybody here, and we've got our people on Facebook that we're lifting them up. And it's an honor. It's an honor here to be here. Be here tonight with everybody. Love playing the music. Love getting the interaction from people on Facebook, because we get a lot of people watch these. You know, after a lot of people don't watch them live. They watch later. But you know, one of the things I really like, though, especially on the music side, is how much fun we have with just playing songs a lot of us grew up and some who had heard as reruns. Thank you, Brandon. But God is able. God is good. Lord is good. The Lord, I thank Jesus for all your greatness. I thank you, Misty. Oh, we got you. We love you. I thank you, Lord, for clarity for Misty. The major she needs to do. These are times in Catalaza different. Get our advisors telling us one thing, and Rand's head, right? Yeah, Brandon knows. And then we decide, well, after taking this class, I really didn't want that anyway. But what needs to happen? So thank you, Lord, that dreams are fulfilled for her. They get clear for her. That Brandon has made it through his first year. Yay! Did you say you changed? Did you change your major or not?
Yeah.
Okay, so what is your official major now?
It went from just a generic music degree,
right,
to a science of commerce.
Cymers.
So basically, as Olivia said, I'm learning how to boss people around. So I'm basically wasting my money at school.
What, minor in music, I guess, then? Or you still have... Okay, all right. But God is good. He's able. He's good. So thank you, Lord, for the incredible gift you gave to Scott.
Yes.
We just showed that phone on there. That makes me feel really good about the Samsung I got on my hip.
Anything you want.
Devices, just don't test.
Test it, okay.
But if you work here, there's a better chance.
Did we have our first do not try this at home? We had our first do not
try this. And have a good case. And good case.
Well, that's actually an official OtterBox case for yours. Yeah, okay.
That's
right. That's right. We're getting OtterBox sponsorship now. It's a commercial. Oh, but it is good. It's good. So we thank you, Lord, for those great joys and great blessings. Lord, I thank you for our brother, for the stability that you're bringing in, and for the family of one of the young ladies that, well, I'm going to use the word it is, brother, too, that you minister to, that you help guide. That you're telling them that they just kind of see some of the things that can guide them to live in peace and support that helps everybody in the whole family. Because our God is, thank you, Lord, for 21 days and counting.
Yes.
For Debbie, as she's working toward this, especially thank you, Lord, that you touched to just come forward and just say, I see the light of Jesus in you, Debbie. That's what it's all about. You know, We know we don't do that for the recognition and for all that stuff, but it is nice every now and then, and that's good. That's good. You are loved, and you let your light so shine. That's awesome. Thank you, Lord, for Sonia. I said it right this time. I keep wanting to say Sonia. The twins, and for, Lord, the things that need to reconcile that family with the husband, Lord, can touch and do. But we've seen you do awesome and amazing things. Our God is able. Our God is able. And Linda, God is good, isn't he? Thank you, Lord, for your incredible mercies you had with her, and for showing her when not to speak, and just for the love and the light that shines through. God is good. You're gonna have a lot of fun too, aren't you?
Oh yeah.
Oh yes, right. You're gonna have a lot of fun. A great and glorious thing. Uh huh. What's the word I chose for you, Mom? Wait. Waiting.
Waiting. Patiently.
Waiting.
I think this whole 9 months has been pain. Yeah.
Patiently waiting. All right. So, Lord, thank you for patience, trust. Joy. Thank you, Daddy, for some people I've interacted with. We prayer requests on here for our brother Keith. We lift, Lord, that he receives the healing that belongs to him. Junk that has just been trying to stack up just crumbles like a house of cards, like a deck of cards. It just falls, and the joy of Jesus just fills him to overflowing. I thank you, Lord, for a request I had a little earlier for Patty and Mito for her. They're struggling with some things with. Is probably the right word to use for that. So I thank you, Lord, as you become their addiction, as these other things that are distracting, things that can bring us harm, are pushed out of the way, as your light so shine. And Lord, we're lifting up Rita. Rita wasn't able to be here with us after practice. She was here for practice, but she had a cousin that died. Heart, I believe, is what she said. So they are driving up to, I think it's tomorrow, they are driving up to Akron, and essentially having a service up there, and then I guess driving, so that's what, 4 hours, so it's a little bit of driving, but, oh, it's, really? If you go to the speed limit. Well said, Tom. But still, it's a little bit of a drive, nonetheless, Akron is a little bit of a drive, but thank you, Lord, for their protection on that, for peace, and Lord, whenever we lose a loved one, it's, you know, the enemy wants us to rely on the things that we've lost, but bless God, you know, there's been, so I thank you, Lord, that you just help us. Help keep them focused on the that was through that life, the life of this cousin, and for the great mercies that you see him again with you in paradise. Good. Did I miss anything?
Yes, you.
Done up. I'm thanking God. I'm thanking God for the right insurance. That's correct, because we actually need to. No. Very good. Mm-hmm. Thank you. Yeah. So I am thanking God. For his wisdom, because we do have an alternate plan. We could stay with the same plan we got, 13% increase.
And we have you.
God bless you. But Lord, guide us. Guide us and show us. Guide us and show us. On earth as it is in heaven, give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory. Amen. Amen. Isn't it good? Everybody kind of gather up over here. We're going to say goodbye to our Facebook people. Got 11 people watching on Facebook right now. So everybody come on over here. Here you can see yourself on here. If you see you, come on. Be blessed as rest. Awesome, guys. Thank you. It's still awesome. They love people love that.